When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here with one of the freshest rap groups out.
Yeah.
Fresh and Reckless. How's it going?
It's good, man. It's great.
So preferred pronunciation though is Fresh and Reckless, not Fresh X Reckless.
Well, right. Fresh X Reckless, I like to say that when I tell them my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Man,
it's
Fresh and Reckless.
It's Fresh and Reckless,
yeah, but
it's
spelled Fresh X Reckless.
The edge,
right,
yeah.
It's stylized that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right, beautiful. So let's talk about how'd y'all come together.
Man, we was two different groups.
Two person groups yeah. formed yeah. together.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
We met at a video shoot. We got called for.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We basically met at a video shoot. We all had our own thing going on. Them two had their thing going on. We was all traveling and stuff like that. But we just came together at a video shoot and it went up from there.
When was that? How young were you guys at that time?
Probably like 3 years ago, man.
3 years?
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah. We were probably like 18.
That
no, not that young.
That
like 18. 16.
This was a while back. I ain't even gonna lie.
How about 15?
But so was the music that you guys were making in your previous groups, was it pretty similar to the stuff that you're doing now, or were you on some different shit?
We're really on some different stuff now.
Turn it's still good, but I'm saying like back then we was more younger, so.
Yeah, it was more of a clean, kidded. You know, I don't know.
So you guys kind of stepped it up.
Yeah, definitely.
We let that 504 be known.
Yeah. Not for real though.
So is New Orleans like a big part of you guys' identity in terms of what you're communicating to the people out there?
Something like that.
Probably so.
It's important though? Do you feel like definitely. It's important for you guys to be representatives of the city?
Oh yeah, you gotta put on for the city.
You ain't gonna get no respect here, man, if you ain't putting on for the city.
You gotta put on for the city.
That's facts.
So when did you guys feel like you started to get popular? Because like for somebody like me, I just started to see you guys on Twitter and right. it was just mm-hmm. the image of you guys out in the front yard just doing some crazy ass dance moves. I feel like I had the same impact as everybody else or the same impression. I was just like, who the fuck are these guys and right. what the fuck are they doing? There was really something right. special about you guys.
Man, right. I'm gonna pop my shit how it is. Yes, but check this out. Look at the same
there
time.
You do it all.
We like had a name for a long time. But it's just like them videos, like it really shot us to the top and was like, Lord, like we woke up, it had like a 500,000, then the next day had like 2 million. It was going up fast. So it's just like, then we started, we got a booking out of town. Then it was like, now it's really going crazy. We started getting mm-hmm. booked around the world for real.
So did you just wake up one day and look at Twitter and just yeah. see thousands of people freaking out over one of the videos?
We had a show called Fan Fest that we do like every year or something like that.
Okay.
And we was already dressed up. We were like, man, let's do a video for Twitter. Let's just put it out there. And once we put it out there, it just started going up.
We didn't know.
For me,
it was Instagram. I woke up to like Google DMs. Google DMs. Then
followers.
Mm-hmm. I didn't believe it until I went to my brother's house. And he showed me.
It's crazy. But look, the funny thing is, we wasn't really on Twitter. So we went on Twitter, we made a page. We were stuck at like 50 followers, 100 followers for a while.
Uh-huh.
Then we did that video and went to 15K and just started shooting up from there, our followers.
Right.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So was like the dance element of it a big part of it, even from the beginning?
I think it was the dancing and the acting, because if you notice in our video, we put the music, the acting and dancing, we put that all together because we full entertainment. We not just no rappers, we not just no singers, we not just no dancers. We do everything.
We brought our show to the camera.
And in 2020, you don't see that nowhere. Y'all gotta be honest with me right now. You don't see full entertainment nowhere in 2020 right now. We the only ones that's really doing that, other than Chris Brown and Beyonce.
Yeah, we the hottest group out. You know what it is.
From New Orleans. This from New Orleans. Singing and dancing and rapping.
Too many people don't make it out in New Orleans. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this. Like, you see so many people coming in the game nowadays on TikTok, on, but a lot of them are coming from a different background and stuff. You guys seem like a rap group who is fully, like, embracing social media from step one, like, built for social media in terms of the dress, in terms of the dancing, in terms of the style, the music, the editing. It feels like you guys were, like, built for this generation.
Right, man.
Well, we've been doing it, but it's like, since we touched the camera, like for Twitter, it's like, everybody finally got magnified.
Like, we've been doing this on stage, so we just thought about just, let's do this on camera. Yeah, this was after the first video, because the first video ain't have no dancing and all that in it. We were just talking.
Right.
But the second video, y'all good? We good? We good?
Yeah, we good.
The second video is like, man, we gonna put a little stuff that we do on stage, because as I say, we still was doing performing and all that, but we put it in front of the camera and just shut up, like, Lord.
And then this is how I know we're gonna be the hottest in the world, you know what I'm saying? Because they got Lil Wayne, Birdman, all them big people, DJ Khaled. Yeah, that's how you know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna be legendary though.
And look, ain't no people from the city really came out like with the choreography and dancing and rapping and singing and still keeping it to their culture at the same time.
Right, so they don't got no group that sing rapping and dancing. You know what I'm saying?
They made only all that. Have, like,
and we write our own music. Most groups had music wrote for them. Like,
right.
Did you guys, who did you grow up looking up to? Like, was Lil Wayne already kind of an OG by the time you guys were coming up?
Oh yeah, of course.
No, I
was always listening to Lil Wayne looking out the window,
no,
though.
Like,
not
OG,
at middle school, but once we got like high, once we got to high school.
But Wayne is the kind of dude though that could be like in his 30s, but he still feels young as fuck. So it's still like young generations of kids keep fucking with him.
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
he's
still a boss. But if you think about Wayne, like when he came in the game, dancing was like 100% not cool. Whereas you guys coming in the game, you guys are embracing that shit. That's like the language of the youth now.
Right,
and then
the funny thing
is, we could keep it new school, but we really know how to dance too. Like, really make music and really know how to dance.
Really
like,
cut up on
then
the stage.
At that,
really
we got talented. All kinds of all genres and everything
all
for everybody.
Kind of music, like,
you know what I'm saying?
For real.
Y'all just get ready, bro.
Man, they not ready.
They not ready, bro.
Look, man,
we spinning the earth right now.
Yeah, we spinning the earth.
It's going crazy.
Yeah.
Were you guys on the drum line together in high school?
Oh yeah.
Man,
oh yeah,
man, how he know?
I was on, but I wasn't in the same band.
Yeah,
I was,
me and him was in the same
band.
Well,
I was section leader in the band.
Nah, I was section leader too.
I was
well, I was better than all them, but
I was the hottest on the line.
No, you wasn't.
Earning everything.
See, I was the one with the style. You see me flipping my stick, playing that, but I ain't even gonna cap.
But yeah, we was on the drum line. I was I ain't gonna say too much, but I was the best.
I'm playing.
But, you know, we all was good, and it was fun.
Hey, oh, he played drum set. I actually played drum set too, but he played drum set also. That was his thing.
Were you guys like competitive from early on? Because it feels like you guys have like a joking level of competition, but at the same time, you feel very, very tight.
Well, now it's always joking, but we always compete with each other. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, like I'm the lead singer.
Well, I'm really the lead singer,
We don't never take it to
heart.
Is that a conversation that takes place, though? It's like, who is the leader of the
group?
No, who's the Beyonce?
I got it.
Okay.
I think it's me.
We all
Beyonce. That's what we said on Twitter.
That's fucked up. That's some hell of shit.
We all the lead singers.
I like that for sure. Damn, because you never know. Like for a long time, Quavo was like clearly like the number one dude from the Migos, and we have seen Offset dramatically rise over.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's never necessarily set in stone.
Right.
Yeah. So what were you guys like in high school though? Like what was personality?
I was a class clown, bro. I used to get put out a lot, but kids, don't do bad in school because you will.
He never used to listen to the teacher, nothing.
Repercussions from your people.
Really?
But I was a class clown.
I was the most chill, like, you know, I had all the ladies lined up, you know how I go. You know what I'm saying?
Not him.
Me and T-Daddy.
Oh,
no,
a lot of stuff.
Don't say all that on here.
Yeah, don't say too much, big
I was one of the baddest kids in school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
man,
ADHD for him.
Boys, ain't no such thing.
Oh no, but like, man, I really couldn't sit in class. Like, it was just something about it. And then I always was like the hit center of attention, so I always was the dance and sing, and in front of people kicking. Would be turning up with me, man. But I just never liked sitting in class. Like,
yeah, it's crazy how when you're in school, you just gotta sit there and be quiet. That's the hardest part. Yeah, I can never do that.
Ooh, no, that is so aggravating.
You don't do that.
Like, and then me knowing that I went to school one time. This was, we had one viral a while back with a single called Supercam back then. But I went to school one time, sitting, I was like, oh no. Then they just talking to me crazy. Then the teacher knew it because the students was talking about it. And she was trying to like be even more hard on me. She was trying to like make me feel some kind of way. So I was like, man, I can't. I went home, didn't go back in two weeks. I just didn't.
The school can't handle it when the student's starting to get like famous and they start to become an issue just by being there, right?
Yeah.
I've heard that from a lot of different rappers.
Because I was in school, but ever since this happened, it's like I'm really homeschooled right now. I can't really go to school.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Can't go.
So yeah.
It's all good though.
I still love y'all over there.
And I never did like school.
Right.
I hate school.
I like the school. I just didn't want to be there.
Did you guys notice girls going crazy about you from super early on?
Wait, say that again?
You know, is girls going crazy about you from early on? Is that a big part of your fan base?
Yeah, most definitely, everybody, really.
But it's crazy because, like, the dudes, like, they definitely be showing love, too. Like, they like what we doing, too. But the ladies.
the ladies go crazy over us.
Well, what you guys do is really, really positive, which is, you know, a lot of rap has, like, a real negative angle. We haven't really seen that side of shit from you guys. Right,
that's why we're trying to change it. I'm telling you. And we're going to tell y'all our life story. Just wait on the EP. We got all kind of stuff, man.
Yeah, don't say too much. But EP coming, too.
Movies.
But who up? Yeah, man. They could come out of us. We be cooling.
Yeah, we didn't came.
Yeah,
we're from New Orleans. So
but
you know,
we really trying to just put a positive impact on. We really don't want to mislead nobody. Mm. Yeah, so it's like, man, look, man, we positive as whatever, but we could still take it back to where we came from at the same time.
Any of you guys ever got, you ever gotten like real trouble or just... regular shit in school.
Well, I almost
shit.
Went to jail one time, but that wasn't too much. But
I never really got caught. I never really got caught. I used to run with the wrong crowd.
It's all good. Dude.
I don't want to talk too much on here.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Yeah, some crazy stuff happening.
Yeah, it's okay,
things happen.
Which one's the most likely to break off and join NBA?
I'm definitely calling NBA. I'm definitely calling it y'all at basketball.
I'm definitely hard at basketball,
I'm definitely
I crushed you in the game.
The basketball question is a good question, but I was talking about never NBA, broke again. Who's the bad one?
Look how I put him on blast. T-Day.
East side to the day I die. I don't know what he's talking about. I ain't gonna
what it is? You talking about it?
I didn't mean from like a street politics level. I didn't know what kind of can of worms we were cracking
it's
open there.
Straight from New Orleans. Ain't joining nothing, knows nobody.
Hey, okay.
Only FX suck gang, huh?
Bro, forget all that. Let's talk about that basketball thing. T, tell him I crossed
you. No, you definitely ain't crossed me, dude. I definitely crossed, y'all can't try to double it. Who? No, you know I'm fired.
Hey, who trying to throw some money?
Everybody know.
I
got the hardest handles in the group. I swear, none of them can mess with me in handles.
Y'all can talk on layups
and big boy and the shooting, but handles, I got the handles, son. I got the handles, like, I'm telling you.
I don't think y'all want to see me.
T-Daddy, you know I got the handles. You got to sit on the mic. You can't just shake your head. You got to stay on the mic.
Do you guys ball together often? Is it a common thing? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
We haven't balled in a while because we just been doing what we do. But
we've been busy so much.
How did the videos come together at this point? Like, do you guys just decide, let's go outside and make a video? Or is there more planning that goes into it?
We just go straight and do it. We just go ahead and cut up.
We really might just link up and just kind of go over it a little.
Probably a few steps.
And then we just really do it, like... Man, we creative. If y'all don't see that, it's so much creativity with us, man. Just from the skits. It's not even skits. Yeah, just from like the acting in the video and how we just structure stuff. It's just like, I look at it and be like, we really, ain't nobody better.
More videos coming soon, too.
I mean, most people have people like helping them with their online content and stuff. You guys are totally doing it from the ground up and it shows. And I think people like that. Yeah.
And it's not only music. Like, see, with most artists, just the music or they want gangbang or whatever. We really doing music, acting, everything. We putting that together dancing. You see the move. We really fire. I'm going to keep saying it.
Really,
really, straight from the 504, man.
We're the hottest in the world.
The hottest group in the world. I'm speaking it right now.
There you go. Yo.
But you gotta stay humble.
Yeah, look at
the vocals. Wait, do that again. I'm about to hit the tune.
Yeah, hold up. Hit the auto-tune.
Oh, no. I don't need it.
He don't need all that, bro.
Hit the auto-tune real quick. Yo, but so do you guys, is it a conscious decision that you haven't done the music video shit yet? That you haven't done, like, I feel like you guys have, like, a banging breakout music video in the stash that you gotta come out with soon, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Y'all just be ready, bro. Dripping so hard, really I'm not off platform.
What happened?
This video comes out, allegedly.
Oh, yeah, we're going to hit y'all with the dripping so hard, you know what I'm saying?
It go a little something like this. Dripping so hard, need 3 or 4 towels. Running up the mems every 24 hours.
Look, big blue faces got me dripping so hard.
Spent about 50 on my pinky, so retarded.
Come on.
Hold up, not yet, cause I'm dripping so hard.
And I'm throwing up the set, cause I'm dripping so hard.
Drip, drip.
Come on.
Drip.
I gotta cut
Dre, yeah.
Holy shit.
Changing the game. Yeah.
So y'all got it on deck. It's ready to go, huh?
And we got to dance, man.
Yeah, we got to dance too.
I don't want to do too much, but put my hits on.
We got to dance on YouTube, the tutorial. Y'all go check that out.
Yeah, tutorial video.
Right. There you go. Do y'all stay on top of like all the new dances coming out and stuff? Is that something you pay attention to, or do you just naturally know all the dances in your soul?
I mean, we might see it on our timeline or whatever, but.
Yeah, right. But we try to.
If we see it, we could do it.
Yeah.
But we try to come up with our own.
Yeah, with our own ways.
You guys are on TikTok or did you just
get it? Oh, yeah. We went up on TikTok quick. Oh, yeah. We just really made it and we almost at 40K.
Yeah, we almost at 40K.
We just made it, though. Yeah.
That follows on TikTok. Fresh X Reckless. It's on everything. Just know that.
Fresh X Reckless.
Reckless on everything. Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah. Fresh Reckless. Where did the Pinky So Retarded thing come from? It was so consistent. Every fucking video.
Really,
I love it, dude.
It was really a line from when I was single.
Spent about 50 on my Pinky So Retarded.
You gotta do it.
All right. Here we go. Get the vocal straight.
Get your vocal.
Spent about 50 on my pinky, so retarded.
Yeah,
it's good.
You whip it.
Wait, we got a fifth member.
It is kind of fucked up. You don't got no white members. Maybe an Asian guy.
Okay.
I don't know. We did have one, but you had one.
So we had to put them out and you replaced with them. Yeah,
I'm glad you picked them out the group before I showed up.
It's all good.
That's amazing.
Bring them with us.
Where did the backflip fucking meme come from, too?
Okay. He never wants to do the backflip. I always told him to do the backflip.
No, I was supposed to flip, but my arm got messed up.
Car wreck. You were hurt in a car wreck before the first one that you ever filmed.
Yeah, so I would flip, but whatever, and it just went up.
The funny thing is, great things come when like tragedies happen.
Oh, that's crazy.
He almost died.
I flipped like three times. I can show you the truck.
In the car, what happened?
Yeah, and then like,
he was asleep.
Yeah, he was just going.
You passed out of the wheel?
I don't like to say it, but I went to sleep on a wheel.
Wow. Hey, it's happened to us before. Yeah. I just never got unlucky with it. Yeah.
Truck flipped over. Next thing you know.
Three times. Then like 2 days, a day or two
we
later.
Had that show, and he came on the last song. We had like a 15-minute set, 20-minute set, and he came out on the last song with the arm, because you know his arm was hurt. He couldn't do the choreography, all that. Then that video, that day.
You went up.
Everything went up. I was like, Lord. It's crazy. Wow. I almost lost my life.
That's fucking crazy right there.
Yeah, definitely crazy, man.
You guys were meant to be here, dude.
Of course.
Definitely, man.
The
game needs Fresh and Reckless. I'm telling you, son.
Do you guys just hang out and just come up with harmonies and melodies all damn day?
Oh, yeah,
love.
And don't put us in the studio. We're going to tear it up.
Yeah, we so hard.
Do you guys spend a lot of time in the studio, or how's that go?
Studio and dance studio.
Something like that. Well, me and him, we've been out all day. And they be like, man, come on, man. But
when I go in there, I be writing smash hits. I be on that pop,
R&B. He don't like nobody in there when he in there, though.
Yeah, I like being alone because I get in my zone. It's just like, I really feel my music. And so, Pat, I just be in my zone. Like,
certain feeling.
I can't be doing all that. And they be in that hopping around.
Yeah, hopping around. Yeah,
they be on that hype. They be on that hype type stuff too. So yeah.
Oh, like it's 808. Yeah.
Like that half, the hip hop going up, turn up. Us we like the pop, soul, R&B,
country, rock.
You think that's where a lot of your sound comes from? Is that you kind of have the combination of the actual rapping with the more hooks, the melodies?
Yeah, definitely. All kind of ideas be coming through. And then the dancing just really, like, y'all understand. When y'all booking us and we going around the world and we performing, son, when y'all see that choreography, how we come out, and the music, too, that, man, it'd be crazy.
Right.
Man,
be, so they're paying for the dances as well. Like, they're not going to get shortchanged.
They're paying for a whole show. We give full entertainment. Like, full entertainment.
Right.
We ain't shorting y'all.
Have you had a shitload of big artists reach out to you guys?
Oh yeah, of course. Definitely. Couple people.
I bet.
Like a few labels.
The labels and everything, but we ain't going to speak too much on that.
Oh,
on the
shit. That's the car overturned?
The truck. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. That's scary, man. Like, you made it through that. That's wild.
But look, we can remember all of them. Nah, I can't remember some of the people. So
he said you can't remember.
What some people?
Show the camera.
Shout out to the gang.
Shout out to the gang.
Kyle. That super duper Kyle.
Kalani. Chance the Rapper.
Layati.
These on too, huh?
Oh yeah, all of them.
Man, look. Shout out to Chance the Rapper. Okay. Shout out to Kalani.
Yeah.
Man, we got more side of the
family. Layati.
Tyler the Creator.
Tyler reached out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The Game.
Yeah,
you reached out. Some other people.
We got so much going on. But
Big Sean. You said who?
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Oh, yeah. Big Sean.
I didn't see that one.
Who else?
I don't remember. I did see that one.
Well, some of them hit us on our DM and some of them, you know, hit our manager on the phone.
Some people quoted it in a tweet.
When do you guys get management? Like, how serious was the decision? And do you feel like do you rely on the management to take care of a lot of stuff for you guys at this point?
I mean, it's basically like a team effort. Like, we all on the same page. Like,
I can't remember everything.
At the end of the day, it's a business. We business partners.
I'm serious. I can't be truthful.
Yeah, son, we be having stuff to do.
We had something, and I don't remember, but
we'll tell him we got coming up or something, or we'll go to his house and he'll be like, wait, who? When? Which one? When? We just
we
told you a
told
few minutes
him
ago.
That he can just like him. That's his twin brother right there. Him.
Man,
it's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
them dudes, boy, they something else.
But do you guys see yourselves being like big stars, big pop stars? Are you trying to really make that big transition?
Yeah, definitely. Man, look,
rest in peace to Michael Jackson, but we up there with him. We coming right there. We coming right there. No games.
They really be calling us the Jackson 4. I ain't even gonna lie. They be calling like the Jackson. Man, look.
I think that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, right.
Definitely, man. I really think so too. Like, cause you know I'm Michael, and I'm playing.
Which one's Tito? That's hilarious. So, how do you feel about the whole thing that happens with people stealing dances? There's been this whole big thing about these famous white TikTokers stealing this one girl's dance. I forget what her name was.
I think I know. What dance? I seen that.
But it's pretty crazy because now they had her at the NBA games. Yeah. They had her on Ellen. Like,
everywhere.
It's kind of cool. Like, people are really going out of their way to make people know who invented dances when they kind of get stolen by people with more clout.
And then they don't even give them the credit most of the time.
Yeah, you got to give them the credit.
Because we didn't really come up with it, but we started doing it. After we started doing it, we seen a whole bunch of people doing it in the back thing. We be done.
Yeah, we've been
and it's
doing
like,
that.
They posted on world star and everything.
We really made it go up though.
Yeah, we really made the stuff go up.
Yeah, and like we just saw somebody do it on world star and they ain't even tag us, man.
It's all good though, bro.
Yeah, we brought that to light.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's that whole thing with the Fortnite dances where they've been stealing everybody's dances.
Oh, now y'all right to put us on that too.
Yeah, y'all got to send us a check.
Yeah,
true.
Send us a check because I know y'all going to steal us next.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if Fortnite just jacked your guys'
shit. They
probably
did. We ain't probably did. Now we running up on Fortnite.
Run up on everybody. That New Orleans in there.
Y'all gamers?
Telling you stop playing.
Nah,
he's up
gamers
there.
Or not?
He played a game a lot. I don't really
think he's definitely a gamer.
I don't play the game. That'd be you. T-Daddy. I don't play the game.
I confuse them.
I like playing skate, but I don't play it no more. So
yeah, got too good.
I guess.
I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, shit. So I guess, that is the majority of my questions. Oh yeah, the other thing I want to talk about was you doing the meme where you flip your hair up in a lot of it. Where the fuck did that shit come from?
Do it now.
Do it right now, son.
The headphones mic in.
You got the buku of them.
Yes, sir.
Gotta get the pop in the mud.
I don't want to see nobody else doing that.
Go ahead, Adam.
If you're gonna do it, I need you to send me my percentage.
All right. All right, you got it.
I honestly have seen you do that in video mad times, but did not realize that there was like a bullwhip effect going on though with the way it cracks your fucking forehead. Yeah, that's insane.
That ain't no effect. That's the real, yeah. That's
that,
that's that show real them that other effect you got.
Oh,
you,
show them that other one.
Show them that other effect.
Which
one? The real whip.
Look. Oh, no, 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 no. Take the headphones out. Do it.
Wait,
do it.
Do what?
Do it. Do it.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it.
Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
I'm telling you, man, we're coming
with everything. Stop playing.
And that's the special. That's a special drop. Yeah. Ain't nobody got that. Yeah. No effect.
Oh, Adam, he did that for you. I'm gonna need 10 bands right now.
No, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna need 10 bands. Right?
I feel like I owe y'all a check after this.
Yes, sir. It's all good, dude.
Damn, it's crazy. Like when people always talk about how like the young kids just have all the creative energy and just come up with all the ideas and all the shit that then like the older generation kind of jacks. Yeah. You guys are definitely like the fountain of fucking youthful energy right now because you don't think of some shit like how to make noises with your hair like that unless you're just a young creative soul, you know?
Well, he's a different breed. We all different breeds. Just saying.
Yeah, we mixed breeds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're
mixed breed. I hear that.
A little bit of that West Bank, East Bank.
I'm 215th Native American. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Just kidding. Do you guys have you reached a stage in your life where you guys turn up, party, or anything yet, or are you keeping it clean?
We love party.
Yeah, we love party,
man.
Especially when they book us for the appearances.
I still be having a good time. We turned up, business and having a good time.
Yeah, I love to keep street business. Me, I don't be want to play no games.
What's going on tonight?
They don't play no games.
No, no, no. What's the way?
Have y'all tried smoking marijuana yet, though?
None of us does that.
We don't smoke. We don't smoke.
You can see that.
We don't smoke.
Wait, none of us.
What you mean on that broccoli?
I mean, we eat broccoli. We try to stay healthy, but you know.
Asparagus. Shout out to them.
Okay, what about this question? Are you guys concerned with keeping your image like brand friendly because you're trying to appeal to the kids? You're trying to be able to get the Sprite deal.
Trying to keep it clean.
But we still want to appeal to. We really gonna capture everybody.
Everybody.
You see how Michael Jackson got respect for everybody respect. You not about to go in the hood and ask how you feel about Michael Jackson. They not gonna say I don't like him. Michael Jackson got respect, so
we're gonna have respect from
at the
everyone.
End of this, not even at the end, you about to see respect from everybody. We got the hood, we got all these different people around the world. We could do it. We got all crowds
everybody.
At the end of the day, everybody.
So Mexican, Jamaican, wherever you want to go at, they going to know fresh and reckless.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
You get love from the Mexicans and the Jamaicans.
Man. Yeah, I think it's a hotel.
The Mexican
this morning. Oh, and this lady was just,
need a waffle?
Yeah, you need a waffle? Shout out to her for the waffle. Viral. Appreciate you.
Because at the end of the day, we went viral on Facebook, too. So when I saw that, I ain't know.
You guys aren't on the book?
Huh?
You don't go on Facebook?
Oh, no, I'm not on the book.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing.
We
on Facebook. Fresh X Reckless on everything.
I just feel like a lot of times when you're talking to people who are like really like in the streets or really just don't fucking know shit about like famous people and shit, they are on Facebook. And everybody in their fucking neighborhood is on Facebook. And they don't. Sometimes you just meet people, they don't really care about Instagram and shit, you know? It's a totally different audience.
But we on Facebook.
I know everybody be on Facebook.
I don't really, that's for them
elderly. Hey, I love my pops. Oh, pops, when you gonna slide in here? Yeah. You gonna slide? Hey, man, hey, you ain't gonna slide in here, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yo, the merch is serious, though. Yeah. This is serious. Something people need to know. Check me out right here.
Get your dripping so hard shirts. We got the spent 50 on your pinky, so retarded. We got them where they all got their own designs, Rugrat style. FXRmerch.com. And I just want to impart and say the reason why people gravitated to them. You understand? They come from a rich culture. We come from the city with the blackest culture the richest culture in America, richest black culture, New Orleans. So when you were saying about dancing during the Wayne era, everybody danced in New Orleans, even the gangsters.
It just wasn't cool for the rappers to do
the killers and rappers was dancing. I'm talking about city.
Okay.
Like people like Josephine Johnny, people like Yellow Boy, all the head busters and all that had their own dances. So Wayne know about that. And Wayne, that was our culture, even Cash Money. So when you see them, The reason why their trajectory happened so fast is because they were genuine and authentic to themselves. They weren't following into the mode of making the music to say, okay, we just want to kill people, sell heroin, do drugs or whatever. Because they were who they were, that authenticity spread on social media, and that's why they went viral. They put themselves together. They ain't never had a boy band, like a ragtag boy band, who put themselves together. No Chris Stokes, no nobody. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they're really blessed, and they're gonna continue to be successful if they stay on this track. And I ain't saying positive or negative, but just being authentic. NBA YoungBoy is authentic. The reason why people love him, that's who he is. Not that he's being negative or positive, because that's the environment he come from. He right up the street in Baton Rouge. They busting heads a million miles a minute. That and in New Orleans. But he been wanting to be in a boy band, watching Miley's Behavior, watching Chris Brown and all that. So for him to do anything other than that, or them to do anything other than that, wouldn't be natural. So what I want to say to everybody is, and I'm out of here.
I like it, though. This has been informative.
What I want to say to everybody is, be you see all the people, even though they might get clout, but if they push in a certain energy, that energy comes back on them. Whether they overdose, whether they get killed, whether they get murdered, they might stand on something, and they might get a lot of notoriety and get some money, but they don't live around and enjoy it. So what you put out comes back to you. So I recommend y'all all pray directly to God and build a strong relationship with your creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God, the creator of everybody, and God will open the doors for you, and you gonna watch what God gonna do for them. And I'm out of here with that deuce.
That's respect. My pop.
And also, we also got another song out, Be All Right.
So that's your pops, that's not your manager?
That's like that's a father figure. He's been around ever since I got real serious with my music career. Right, so
he's been around a long time.
That's what's up.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, y'all might know the song. Black and gold to the Super Bowl.
No, that's his song.
Black and gold,
What's his artist name? Like what?
K Gates.
The Wave.
It was Gator at first. They probably knew Gator.
Y'all know that song. Huh? You know that
it
song?
Was K-Gate.
Gator.
It was
the Gator.
Yeah, K-Gate.
Damn, that's crazy.
He kind of holding off on a rap. He might come back. Y'all never know. Well, I don't know what's going on.
But he's just chilling for right now.
Sure. Do you think that somebody should stop rapping when they get to a certain age, or is it good for all ages?
No.
Certain people got their different, you know.
Yeah, it definitely depends.
You feel like it.
Man, y'all about it. They gonna see me doing full flying around singing in a wheelchair if I can't, man. If I can't walk.
Just know when you book us, expect a show. We're not coming to play. We're coming to give you a performance, a show.
We not coming to walk around and we pointing at y'all.
But not
we coming
not
to turn
to
up.
Anybody, we just saying that's just how we gonna come. Like full show.
Is your full show choreographed or just parts of it?
Oh yeah, definitely.
The whole thing.
Every song, they might have like in between like the verses, we go mingle in the crowd with the fans, but we still gonna have choreo through the intro, the end, end it off strong. We do everything strong.
That's dope, because there's a lot of artists who have really big careers, and a big part of it is the fact that people just love them live, you know?
Right. That's what I'm about to say too, like the people that put on around, some of them, like, they all entertain, like, entertain you sometimes. Some of them.
No, but I'm saying the reason why I'm not trying to bash nobody, but the reason why people be turning up because they might know the song. They going to sing the lyrics. Yeah. But see us, if you see us and you know our song and we got the dancing and all that, we bring everything to the table. Most artists just going to go up there and just stand. They might not even sing these. They probably can't even sing it live because the auto-tune. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, we don't know. We just saying.
Just saying, but at
look,
the end of the day.
Get y'all popcorn when y'all come to our show, bro. We not playing. Get your popcorn. Get your chicken. Get your what to your shrimp. What
and
you
make
gonna
sure, man. And another thing, son. When we do our tour, when we do our shows, make sure y'all have this song so y'all can get in VIP. Everything's going to be a percentage off once y'all get y'all merch.
I'm wearing mine for sure.
And we definitely got to see Adam in that merch so we can throw him on our Twitter and Instagram.
I'm going to wear it for the next interview just to keep it real.
Got to flex it. Pink is so retarded.
Are you guys available for like birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, those kind of occasions?
Yeah, everything. Oh, we just got booked for bar mitzvahs too.
Really?
Yeah.
And if it's money, we coming. That's just how it is.
We like green.
Yeah, we scraping up nipples and everything. What's up?
Yeah,
look, if you're getting pregnant, we'll perform in the lobby or somewhere. When you come out, we cutting up. We not playing no game. We performing. As long as you got that bag. Imagine that
a woman gives birth, and then as she's being wheeled out to finally be taken to her car so she can go home, Fresh X Rexless is waiting in the lobby to serenade her and welcome her baby into the world.
Definitely.
If you got some bread, how could you not invest in that knowing how your girl is going to feel? Your girl
Hey.
Definitely.
It's going to change your whole life.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, don't play no games.
I would like you guys performing while the baby's actually coming out.
Right. Well, we could do everything. Oh, just yeah. We could do everything. While the doctor doing whatever he does, we just going to...
Yeah, just going to chill. Cut the umbilical
cord. You
want to
cut the umbilical cord?
Yeah, we'll cut the umbilical cord.
Snip.
D-Lo do it all, you know.
Holy fuck, you guys are awesome.
Yes, sir. Hey.
So do we have any kind of idea when there might be like a project or the next or the official music video? The official music video is out today, the day that we drop this, right?
It's a video. We gonna drop Moto. We gonna drop music videos, maybe to the same song. We might even drop another video to that song. We're gonna drop a few.
We're gonna do a few. Remixes probably too.
No, we don't know about that. Might do one remix. Man, they got some artists that reached out, so just know, man. We putting on for New Orleans too.
Who are some rappers that you guys fuck with so much that you would want to collab with them? Like that you really think they're that?
We're gonna go one by one.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
Migo.
Oh, you go first, fella.
Yeah, I got two actually. I got a lot, but I don't feel like naming.
Just do three.
Just three. All right. I gotta collab with the Migos. If you know what I'm saying, I fuck with them. I gotta collab with Young Boy because he's from Louisiana.
Solidarity.
Yeah.
For sure.
Next one.
Well, he said that I go with Da Baby, Lil Baby, Moneybagg. Gotta. Ooh.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
My dog.
Well, I'm gonna go. Well, Chris Brown, Billie Eilish, and who else? Post Malone.
Billie Eilish needs to take you guys on tour or something.
Yeah, fact. We're gonna not speak on that. But.
I'm gonna say, Chris Brown, Billie Eilish, Beyonce, and Post Malone. I got four.
Yeah.
And what they said, all of them too, but that's just what I'm rocking with.
Yeah, man, pop is what it is. But at
the end of the day, that's what's gonna last.
How would you describe like what you get out of Billie Eilish or what makes her music appeal to you?
It's just something about it, it gets to your soul. Like
all the squeeks and the weird noises.
This
is creepy.
We like doing everything. They already said that we in a group, so them artists that they said we still gonna be on the song, so we just wanna put it together.
Yeah.
Make magic. We making magic. At the end of the day, like we said, we doing all types of music. Yeah. We could hop over to hip hop, hop over to R&B, rock, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, don't put us in the studio, whatever, crazy.
Yeah. We got an emo song out right now. Look. Be all right out now on YouTube. You already know this.
I couldn't imagine you guys getting emo, like get in the studio and just be like, all right, we're going some sad shit. Tonight, let's get the rest.
I gotta add Travis Scott on there.
Travis. Can't forget about Travis.
I already know
that. I don't know what these dudes over here.
All right, man. Fresh and Reckless. Bro, this was done dope. You know what I gotta hook you up with is Young and Reckless. The clothing line.
Young and Reckless.
Yeah, that's an obvious collab right there. Fresh and Reckless, Young and Reckless.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we could do
Tweet
that.
About let's it, make let it, sense. Let the Twitter shoot it up.
My boy Drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Just going to make it make sense.
And we're going to go from there. What are we going to do, T?
Huh? And we're gonna go from there.
Man. All right. You guys are fucking tight. I like you guys. Fresh and Reckless forever.
Get y'all merchandise.
Hey, hold up. Let's just do whatever. I'm about to snap it.
Let's do it. Wait, you gotta take the shades off.
Yeah, that don't do too much. He's gonna do it on a snap.
Get in on it. Yeah, get his coffee.
Oh, yeah, you got shades. On it.
You got glasses. You got
to let him just follow on. We about to just do it.
We might have.
Look how I do it.
Wait, hold up. We got to put Adam on that. But look, you already know this. Your boy, Mel in the building with the big blue faces. Order me a bottle, pop a band under which you already know it. Crisscross, I'm not our platform. Store bag, I'm not our platform.
Wait, it's not out. Do it again.
Okay. Crisscross, not on our platform. Throw back, not on our platform. Be around. You can give yourself mercy. Much as I drip so hard on our platform. Check
Let me tell him. Hold up. D-double-E-L-O is what they call me. Spent about 50 on my pinky, so retarded. I don't need that.
I'm about to flip. Hold up.
Hold up.
Ain't enough space up here anyway.
Not yet. Hold on, not yet. Cause I'm dripping so.
504.
You're not even supposed to be talking, bro.
Come on, bro. Dripping so hard in the chat. Tripping so hard, need three or four top. Running up the air. I'm messing with y'all. We're holding up time.
He gotta go because he's a fifth member, right? So he has to go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have never felt whiter or older in my life.
You're going to be good,
man. Fresh and reckless, bro.
Yeah, this was dope.
I got initiated. This is you guys' first interview?
Well, not really.
First big time interview. Shout out to all the
I'm saying
this was
we did a radio station.
We
had
did some in Dallas and Texas and all that.
Oh shit, I'm proud.
We ain't doing it in LA just yet.
This the biggest in LA with this new group.
Yeah, definitely.
No offense to Nick Cannon or anything.
Well,
no offense to nobody else.
Man, nobody all love. We love all y'all.
But again, Fresh and Reckless. We talking to everybody.
Okay,
we
the hottest group out. Coming from the south.
We the hottest group in the world.
Just like that. Fresh X Reckless. No jumper.
Wait, hold up. What about one of them back there, bro?
You want one?
We
got to get you guys on these.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
We can sort out the colors, but you guys, we got to get you.
I want that pink one. I got to get that pink one.
No jumper kendama is available at nojumper.com.
Oh, yeah. And make sure y'all get these now, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get you guys on the team for sure.
I saw these.
Play with this right now.
That's exactly what we need. You should never give him that. You're going to play with that all night.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need.
Deal with it. Play.
Stay out of trouble. Stay on the kendama.
Definitely.
Fresh and Reckless. No jumper. Coolest podcast in the world.
For sure. Thanks to Adam, man. You know what it is.
Thanks to Adam,
My God. Appreciate y'all. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe, and nojumper.com if you want to support.
Gang.
And go listen to these guys on all the social media. Videos out right now. Go fucking comment No Jumper on it.
Drip.
Yeah.